The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
The main thing people have to understand is that Ebola is not an easy infection to pick up. You need close contact with a patient's body fluids. This outbreak has been going on in West Africa for over 9 months, and there have been a lot of cases, 7,000. If this were spread easily through the air, we would have seen hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people affected with Ebola.
Dr. Richard Besser all over the place today, particularly ABC. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Talking about Ebola, he says it'd be much more widespread if it was, quote, airborne. But the one problem is we know with saliva, sneezing, bodily fluids. So where are you getting the bodily fluids? I think one of the scariest things I've heard since the Dallas Ebola case shook out is the guy, Tom Duncan, who flew back to the United States last month from Liberia, was so sick after he made the second turn back to the hospital that he was couldn't contain himself. He was throwing up in the street right outside of where he left or where he lived, and they came by and power washed it right into the sewer system, thinking to myself, that came from his mouth. This is bodily functions. This is Ebola. He's been diagnosed now with flat out with Ebola. So are we ready to handle, is the healthcare system in this country ready to handle something on the magnitude of what this could become with Ebola, frankly, if you have enough people who have had contact with others who haven't? You know, we keep seeing them pop up here and pop up there, and it's about screening and taking temperatures and finding out right away. I mean, he was throwing up all over the place. His family was hysterical about this. It was chaotic when they admitted him into the hospital on Sunday, where he's laying now in a bed in serious condition. So he went to the hospital initially. They threw him some antibiotics. He took off, and now there he was back again. And what was his brush, and how did he get Ebola? In Iberia, he helped get a pregnant woman who had Ebola, who was riddled with it, to a hospital in that country where she was then turned away because they didn't have enough space. She went back to her family's house, which he helped do that too. He carried her into the house, in fact, and then she died. You know, she later died. This is his brush with Ebola. 4 days later, boom, he's on his way to the United States. They took his temperature several times before he got on the flight because that's what they're doing there. He didn't have a high fever. He lied on the form where they asked, did you come in contact with anyone who's sick? And, of course, could you get any closer to someone who was sick? He was very close to her and touching her and helping her and all that sort of thing. And Ebola once more spreads through bodily fluids, blood, saliva, all that kind of thing. Think of sweat, think of what could possibly be filled with your bodily fluids. I mean, especially vomiting. That's a huge part of this. So the airline companies are looking at this and trying to contact people who were on the list. He had several flights that he took in the United States, and you know, from Liberia and Brussels, and then on to Washington, and Washington on to Dallas. And I think the biggest problem was the first stop at the hospital and being sent home and not observed. He says he did tell a nurse, or they say they have a record of this, he did tell a nurse he had come back from West Africa. Then he can barely walk. A handful of days later, he needs an ambulance to take him back to the hospital. And part of the checklist is asking about the travel part of it. And, you know, all the hospital will say is regretfully that information, this is their official comment, regretfully that information was not fully communicated throughout the full teams. As a result, the full importance of that information wasn't factored into the full decision-making. Does that sound like it's a lawyer statement? Full. How many times can you say full in one sentence? So that critical time gap, that was a missed opportunity, and that led to others being exposed. And now what you have is 18 people have been in direct contact. I think there's been about 100. Several are kids, went to different schools, pulled out of the schools. Parents in a panic at some of the schools, pulling their kids out. Four different schools. And who came in contact and will they develop the symptoms? Very tough to say. Because one of the family members, what they told them in this apartment complex is they couldn't, you know, don't leave. And somebody left, so now they have them under house arrest, is pretty much what you would call it. And on the outside of that apartment complex, you have tons of media people. So much so that they released a statement, I posted it on my Facebook page, where they were talking about aggressive reporting, and please, they're getting so many phone calls about it. They don't speak the language, some of the people, and they're worried. And please, please don't do that. But that it's like a ring around that place. Because the reporters are standing there doing what we've called live shots for television, where you turn on the box and you see them, and they're trying to get the updated information. So in Liberia, on the form, he lied about being in contact with somebody who was sick. That would have made a huge difference, and I'm certain he knows that. If he had said, yes, I helped transport a woman who had Ebola and died from Ebola, he would have been out of that country. It's like the honor system, only it's not candy in a box and putting a coin in that we're talking about. This is somebody who flat out lies on a form and then walks into the United States with Ebola, waiting for it to happen to him, and sure enough, it did. Now, we've sent 3,000 military, you all know this, to help with the Ebola problem in West Africa. And what's going to happen to them? Well, they got to shut down anything they can in Africa. But why are we not shutting down the flights? I don't understand why we're not shutting down the flights. And, of course, the airlines are saying that they fully intend to, I saw somebody say they fully intend to keep flying. And there was somebody that came on and said, oh, the poor countries, they need that. They rely on the economic support of the people coming in. It's like, well, economic support, sorry, we got to put that aside. How about the welfare of the people in the United States? You know, you have an NBC cameraman, a freelancer who's been working with Nancy Snyderman, the medical reporter for NBC, and he's come down with Ebola. He's returning to the United States for treatment. He started to feel ill since he's covered the story for a long enough period. He realized, took his temperature, that whole thing, and he quarantined himself. Because he knew he had it, knew he had problems, and of course they test, and he does. How awful is that? Talk about spreading because he's covering it behind a camera, shooting the story, walking through the areas. That shows you pretty much how easy it is to snap that up. Coming up on America Tonight in this hour, we'll be checking the mail. But next, odds and ends, believe it or not, some other things shaking around this nation and elsewhere. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment frequent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 800-538-5252, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts, and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-538-5252. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-538-5252. That's 800-538-5252.
If you do want me, give me a discount. But if you don't want me, don't leave me on down. But if you need me, show me that you love. And when I'm feeling good and I want to, there's just one thing that you should do. Just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my baby, to show me that you're mine, girl.
Welcome back to America Tonight. Nothing better than going out to the state fair and chowing down on some good grub. I know all of you across the country can relate to it, and all of you listening to me in Texas can relate to it. And I'll tell you, the first, when I've crisscrossed all across the country, as you know, and I've lived all over the place, but I live in Texas, and there was nothing like going to my first state fair, because I was introduced to all kinds of fried things that I'd never heard of before. Chris Arpello joins us now. She is a legendary vendor out at the Texas State Fair. And get this, folks, she introduced the original funnel cake to the fair. The funnel cake. Oh, how many funnel cakes have I eaten in my life? Probably too many to confess on these airwaves. Chris, how are you? Thanks so much for coming on.
I'm doing great. And what about you?
I'm excellent. So Christy, when you came up with the funnel cake, did you realize how much it was going to explode when you took it out there?
I had no idea. Actually, it was my mother and my father that brought it out here. They had seen it someplace else. We were primarily a nacho stand prior to that. And they saw it somewhere and brought it here. And we have become just a state fair legend. In 2009, we beat out the corn dog for the favorite fair food. So we were very proud of that.
So growing up in your family, I mean, this is what you did, right? It was all about cooking it up and serving it up and creating the buzz, I suppose.
I was 17 when my parents started here. My little sister was 11. We've been out here for 45 years. My younger sister, Jonna, went into labor making funnel cakes.
That's a good. That I love that story. That's a family legend. That's cool.
That really is.
That's dedication. So when you're out there for the 3 weeks of the state fair, then do you, you know, fly off to Aruba or Bermuda and just chill for a while? What do you do? Because you've got to be doing well.
I'm going to the Ritz-Carlton in San Juan.
I want to get in on this gig. I need to be in your family. I want to be making those funnel cakes. That's awesome.
Come on. The more the merrier. We have a blast out here. Hard work. That's what I say. Hardest work you'll ever do, but most fun you'll have doing it.
Yes, you know, that's pretty good. I think people can relate to fun. Now, over the years, of course, there have been other things that you've fried up. What do you think is the most unique thing that you've ever seen fried up, you know, deep fried, and that you like the best that maybe people would be really surprised about?
Well, probably, well, the one that we won the Big Tech's Choice Award was in 2009 for deep fried peaches and cream, and that got us on Oprah.
Mm.
So that's pretty special. Oprah came out and had the deep fried peaches and cream and the fried grilled cheese and the fried funnel cakes and everything else that the state fair has to offer. And when Oprah was leaving, she said, I think I've had enough fried food. I'm going to eat salad for the rest of the week. And I thought, well, then, by God, I'm going to fry it. So the next year I had fried salad.
I love it, fried salad. You know, another thing I know that you did, because this got a lot of national coverage, you know, if you don't know Christy, then you haven't been watching TV when the state fair's on, the deep-fried Girl Scout cookies. How'd you come up with that idea?
Well, the Girl Scouts were celebrating their 100th anniversary, and they wanted to come to one fair vendor to fry a cookie for them, and they picked us. And we were so pleased and happy with that because we were Girl Scouts, and my mother was a Girl Scout leader. So I think that was just the perfect marriage of the cookie and the person who was going to fry it, and it was delicious.
Yeah, I love the choice, too. That was a good cookie to choose. When you know, when you're out there at the state fair, what does it take to get ready for it? Because, like you said, it's the hardest work ever, but it's the most fun. So a lot has to go into, I would assume, the prep before everything's rolled out, right?
We have five different locations here, and everything that we own is in a warehouse. So every bit of that equipment has to be brought out here in huge moving trucks. And it takes about at least 6 weeks for me to get together. It takes 6 weeks to put it all out and 3 days to put it all back in.
Wow. Very cool. So I love you did the fried salad. You got the Oprah attention, all of that. And somebody told me also, because I didn't catch this, that you did, of course, it's Texas folks listening to us all over the country. You did tacos, right?
What we are doing this year, we're doing Twisted Texas Tacos. And I wanted to combine all the major food groups of Texas. So we have chicken fried, barbecue, Tex-Mex, and chili. I have a hickory smoked brisket that is then dipped in chili cheese Fritos, deep fried, and then we serve it with fried okra, green salsa slaw, poblano corn, Mexican cheese, and a side of country gravy and chili. So that's
wow.
Texas in a taco.
Wow. That sounds like it's not too many calories, right?
No. Very tiny portions, too. Teasing. Texas size. It's huge.
How do I get in on that girls' trip, by the way? You want to broadcast from there, San Juan?
Come on.
The equipment down there. That sounds good.
Once again, the more the merrier.
What a life. Christy calls herself, by the way, the chief frying officer. So as the CFO, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight.
Thank you so much for having me, and come on back to Dallas.
We will. Thank you. So think about that. How about fried food, going to a fair? I guarantee all of you have some sort of fair story, something that you ate that was absolutely ridiculously fattening but incredibly amazing. Funnel cakes, I mean, that's like a staple in American life, isn't it? He's, you know, I grew up in Jersey, and on the boardwalk, that's all you saw, funnel cakes. You know, they've been around for a long, long time, and that's bread and butter, I'm sure, as Christy's talking about funnel cakes. But isn't it interesting how it expanded? And you got to love that they are smart. They think outside the box, jumping on something that people are talking about, whether it's Girl Scout cookies or Texas is known for tacos. So this is a huge fair. I mean, the State Fair of Texas every day. People come from all over the place. It's one of the biggest in the United States. But I know many of you have them in your backyards. I've been to the Florida State Fair, and I've been to the Ohio State Fair. Now that I think about it, I was thinking about this today, knowing I was going to talk to Christy. I believe, because of my travels in TV and radio, I am not certain I can lock down the number, but I bet I can get close to it. I believe that I have been to 21 state fairs, different states, obviously, and their fairs, and also different. There's a little flavor of what the, you know, what the city is, or state is, rather. And depending on where they have it, what city they have it in, usually you almost always have some kind of an auto show. You have livestock. I don't think I've ever been to any that didn't have livestock. In fact, I can confidently say that. And the food does vary, though. Some of the food, you know, like you're guaranteed to see funnel cake, I bet, everywhere. But the stuff that Christy was talking about, the stuff that they've made, you're not going to see that everywhere. You're not going to see that everywhere. I think one of the coolest things at all of the state fairs is the is really when they do, and this is another thing that's been a staple for most of them, some sort of auto show. Because you're there at the fairgrounds, you're usually pretty relaxed, you're not whipping through, and you really get a chance to look at some of those cars, and it's pretty cool. I think it's neat. And in Texas, not surprisingly, they have 400,000, that's what they call it, square feet of indoor and outdoor space, right, for the show. So you got any kind of car or trucks or any of that kind of stuff that you can imagine. And it's funny because I'm not a car truck person. I have friends where if it was the last dime in their pocket, that's their thing. They're going to save up for it, or they're going to trade in every year, or they're going to be on a lease or something like that. And no matter what, that's their thing. And I'm not that way, but I like looking at them. I like going and seeing what the latest models were. In fact, in one of our shows, we talked about that new Corvette that, it's like, it costs $80,000, but it is a smooth, fast ride. And we were saying, who's immediately going to 80? Like practically the second they start the car, where are they going to be able to take it? That's the only problem with those kind of cars. The sports cars are great. But where are you going to be able to really, really open it up? All right, we're going to open it up next here on ATN. Time to get your thoughts as we check the mailbag.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Find out how to stop Big Brother in his tracks at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Life's getting better.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Funny how a man only thinks about the. You got a real big heart, but I'm looking at you. You got real big brains, but I'm looking at you. Girl, it ain't no pain in me looking at you.
I don't give a keep looking at my. Cause it don't mean a thing if you're looking at my. I'ma do my thing while you're playing with you.
Not surprisingly, many of you have had some things to say about Ebola and the way it's trying to be explained and your concerns. So that is heavily featured in this mailbag. Without further ado, let's check the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
So Sue says this, "Hey, Kate, been listening to the show for a while. I've actually emailed you a couple of times, but it's been a long time. I must confess, you have not lost me. I am really, really busy, but I am still listening to the show. Keep it coming. Here's the thing I don't want to see. I don't want to see more cases of Ebola popping up and then being told it's not really that big of a deal. If it's not such a big deal, why are people being quarantined? Why are airlines being notified? Why is Europe saying no flights, no thank you from West Africa? I think it's much more serious than they're letting on, and I don't understand that. Why not inform us with whatever you know to be true, or say we don't know as much as you think about Ebola, or at least this version of it? Thanks. I'll keep listening. Well, this is what we keep saying. Tell us the facts. Tell us what we know. Tell us what happened in the investigation with the Ebola patient who lied about having any contact with somebody who was sick. In fact, he had somebody in his arms who died. And there's your bodily fluids. The bodily fluids things, not to be confused with airborne, but the problem is they overlap somewhat. You know, they overlap. Think about it. You've talked to people where they talk to you and they get excited and a little, they sort of spit at you. They don't mean to. Is that bodily fluids? If somebody has Ebola, of course. Now, the guy, Tom Duncan, who's lying in a hospital 10 miles from our satellite facility here on America Tonight, he was so ill that he freaked out his family. He was throwing up all over the place. An ambulance finally came to get him, and it was like chaos when he got to the hospital, because this was a guy who went to the hospital when he was feeling some symptoms, but was told he's fine and was sent away with just some pills. Then he came back where he couldn't breathe and was throwing up. So the patient is quarantined in isolation and in serious condition, riding it out. Now, the patient's family has been legally quarantined. And, of course, there is a ring of photographers outside of their apartment complex. But because all the things he touched, all that kind of stuff, they really didn't handle this quickly enough. But doctors are taking the temperatures of the four family members in the unit where he was staying twice a day to monitor the symptoms as part of the surveillance. Because if what happens when people leave and they can't do the surveillance on them, which was so ridiculous before, how can you do surveillance on people if they're leaving? I mean, if they're infected, you know, it's for their benefit. So it was Thursday that they announced that they would be quarantined in the apartment for 20 days until they knew the potential period for Ebola would be over, because that's what the whole incubation thing is. They believe 100 people, and it may be more, have come in contact with them. I've said this on the show. How do you know who's come in contact with them? The obvious people, the family and neighbors and whatnot. But how many, you know, where did he go? And how many random touches could possibly have happened? And my answer is, it's a variable they can't answer, that he wouldn't remember. It doesn't matter. He's out of it. But this is what happens when the questions aren't answered correctly. In the schools, they have nurses, other health people have been called in, because you have four different schools where five students that were potentially exposed to Ebola, they were going there, and they were sent home. Three of them were sent home. And it is unbelievable. I mean, it really is. Then you've got they say eight students in the potential contact now were enrolled in a homebound program. So they get curriculum and technology support for their coursework, so they're out of school. Attendance at the five schools involved in the investigation down 15% on Thursday, because people are concerned, so they were telling their, you know, pulling their kids out, having them stay home. And they've got flyers on the residence door in the apartment complex, and they say they're going to have another meeting and talk about it, because there's language barriers there, and they don't understand what's going on with the different languages that are being spoken. Crazy. All right, quickly, let's jump to some more as I went off on a sidebar. This one from Big Al, who says, Kate, Ebola is a no-go, sister. It is way too risky. I don't care what strain it is or how they want to dumb it down. It's not good. We can't think it's good. Yes, maybe some things we don't know. But either way, I certainly don't want to come in contact with Ebola and be told I have it. Do you? No. No, thank you. I don't want to be told I have any of those viruses. All right, this one also from Ellen, who says, Kate, long-time listener, first time sending you an email. A lot of times I download the show because my job is all over the map. Sometimes I'm listening live. The Cibola thing is pretty worrisome. I don't understand why we just don't stop the flights temporarily. I mean, that's what you do, for goodness sake. Why take the risk that somebody had a brush with somebody and is bringing in Ebola someplace else? Because good luck if enough people do what that guy did and not telling the truth, how many people with Ebola could sit in certain places in this country? I don't think it's going to be limited to just Texas. I think you're going to see it's going to spread to other areas. Here's one from Jeff. Kate, Ebola is nothing to trifle with. I know that a diagnosis of Ebola would make me crazed, and I think listening to Dr. Brantley talk about how awful that was for him, it would be enough to scare you away from thinking it's not a big deal. So why is it being underplayed? I don't get it, but I don't get a lot of things these days. Well, we just talked about that. Why underplay it to not have panic? But what are people going to do? Just start running for the hills in a different direction? It's probably wise for people to realize. And for goodness sake, I mean, let's hope that we don't have lots of people lying since we're keeping the planes, I just said, the planes in and out. Here's one from Eddie, and Eddie says, I watched this Ebola stuff, and it really freaks me out, I have to say. I read the stories, and I read the hot zone. I know that is completely different from what we're seeing here. But those people in the book were coughing up intestines. So, you know, the question is, did Tom Duncan know he could have been exposed to Ebola in Liberia? Of course. Was he trying to not tell them when he filled out the form? Why would he not say, yes, this woman had Ebola, we were taking her to the hospital? The Liberian government is saying that he failed to give that information. So he's got the virus, he's fighting it now. Are they going to prosecute him? They know how serious this is, and if they shut down flights from the U.S. going into West Africa, they're going to be furious. Very furious. This can be really grave. I know it's different here than it is in Africa, but it's still nothing you want to come down with. This one from Sloan. Sloan says, Kate, I don't know if you saw it or not, an NBC photographer has Ebola. He knew what to look for, so he knew right away what was going on. I suppose there's some merit to that. I don't understand when people act as though Ebola is just kind of a casual thing. I would not want to be told I had AIDS, and I would not want to be told that I had Ebola. Equally, not something that I ever hope to encounter in my lifetime. But I can't control the random people that I'm around. I think it's frightening. Be careful there in Texas. Yeah, it's be careful, because what we know, what we don't know. And there's a lot of what we don't know. There is definitely a lot of what we don't know. And how far can one person spread a disease? And the answer is, how many people do they come in contact with? How many, just all it takes is one, and how many people did they come in contact with? Somebody's been circulating this story. In fact, I've read it in a couple different places. And when I was in Ireland, they talked about this. There was the story of Mary Mallon, typhoid Mary, an Irish immigrant who came to the United States as a teenager to work as a cook for some families, and Malone is believed to have been behind, they say, at least 54 cases of typhoid fever. Three people were killed. She was unaware that she was a carrier because she refused to cooperate, and they could trace the cases of the illness back to her time spent in the kitchen of patients who were sick. It led to her being hauled away in an ambulance where they conducted tests to determine she was carrying high levels of it. See, you don't know what you do know. She died, by the way, the ending to that, in a hospital. Her ashes are in the Bronx. It's a very well-known story because we didn't know very much about it at the time. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
You know it's coming. The signs that you're starting to age. The wrinkles that weren't there before. Those sudden lines. But what if you could hold back those signs for years to come? That can happen with a proprietary new anti-aging complex that reinvents looking younger. It's like a delete button for your wrinkles. Our philosophy is simple. No wrinkles allowed. Call 1-844-500-0815. That's 1-844-500-0815. Or go to NoWrinklesAllowed.com.
The dust has settled on the wild card teams and the matchups are set. The race for bonus bucks is in full swing in Major League Baseball. That's next with me, the Sports Princess, on Sports Shorts.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Boost Kit Essentials Nutritionally Complete Drink, providing your picky eater with essential nutrition and great taste in one drink. Visit us at kitessentials.com. To make sure your kids eat healthy, follow the 5-a-day plan. Serve 3 servings of vegetables and 2 servings of fruit daily. Remember, a serving could just mean a piece of fruit or a half cup of veggies. If your kids are picky eaters, ask a nutritionist about other sources. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hoisting the funny-looking trophy with the flags of all the Major League teams can mean a lot of extra Benjamins for the players. There's a separate pool of money for every series played. The money comes from 60% of the gate receipts for each of the series and includes those wild card games. The value of the gate is determined by the size of the venues, the amount of high-priced premium seating, the number of games played in the series, and whether or not the games sell out. Ticket prices for each series are set by Major League Baseball, so don't blame the home teams. Here's the breakdown. The World Series winner gets 36%. The World Series loser, 24%. Both League Championship Series losers get 12%. The 4 Division Series losers get 3.25%. And the 2 Wild Card Playoff losers get 1.5%. Woo! The record was shattered when the Giants won the series in 2012. Each full season player got just over $377,000. Now that's some incentive. I'm the Sports Princess with Sports Shorts. Talking about the money splits there. Baltimore out of the gate, 12-3 win over Detroit. So they got that first game in their American League Division Series. In the National
League Division Series. You've got, or in the other series, actually, you've got a final in 11. How about this? KC beats the Angels 3-2, and that was some game. When you get into the postseason, even if you weren't a huge baseball fan, if you want to see some interesting entertainment, let me tell you, and that was in their American League Division Series, it's absolutely the best, and they proved it because you would have seen a really good game had you been watching this. Of course, it's a really long game, 4 hours. What can you do in 4 hours with your time? Read a book? Walk the dog 3 times? I don't know. Go out to dinner. I can think of a lot of things that you could do in that amount of time. That's the problem. They got to speed up some of these games, I think. They're just too slow for a lot of people, because that's a lot to have to invest with the 4 hours. Yeah, tough. But it is playoff baseball, so there's something to be said for that. A quick reminder that we do this Nail the Score thing, and Nail the Score happens on Wednesday into Thursday. It's in our second hour final segment, because I've had a lot of people email me about that. If you missed it this week, make sure you do it next week, because you only have one chance to get in, and it's that small window of time. You can send us an email, hit us up on Pal Talk, or call us at 855-266-5283, and boom, you get to level a guess. Even if you hate football, you pick a team, you pick a side, throw out the numbers, and you might be the big winner. Jack in Australia. Hello, Jack.
Hello, Kate. I'm just wondering, have you and Paul booked your tickets on Qantas yet, since you've got in your place?
We need to book them, huh?
Yeah, well, there's a direct flight to Sydney now. I'll drive up and pick you up from Sydney.
I love it. We need to do that. You're right.
But then again, flying to run away from it might not be the best idea. Just how easily could this be weaponized on a low level? Well, we already have suicide bombers. What about suicide carriers? Given that this is so easily spread by bodily fluids, could you imagine how quickly it could spread, given the cattle crush trying to go through security at a crowded airport or on a crowded train platform or on waiting to get on an interstate bus? I mean, that is how simple this could be weaponized. I mean, I know it's a fairly glum way of looking at it. And yes, this particular strain seems to be particularly easy to cure with Western medicine. But how many people are going to realize what they've got in time? Even with Western medicine, the death toll, if this was let loose in the United States, given the examples that I've given, or in Australia or Britain or somewhere like that, even without the direct flights, I mean, there are ways of sneaking things in. Let's face it, the U.S. has such a porous southern border, as does Europe for that matter. Not southern border, but all their borders seem to be porous at the moment. So, this could very easily be weaponized in a not-so-sweet way. And it seems like the United States is far ahead when it comes to treating this particular strain.
Yeah, I agree with you, absolutely. And here, the main thing you said there, though, Jack, too, is you think of Obamacare colliding with this. People who don't want to go for anything. They have a rash, they feel sick, they're just going to try to ride it out. They don't have it. And then they get it, and it's too late because they're too far down the road, and it's a harder battle.
Well, I'm one of those people normally. For me to go to the doctor normally, I have got to be on death's door, and then even then you've got to drag me kicking and screaming and throwing a temper tantrum like a two-year-old.
Yeah, and that's a lot of men. I agree with you. Yep, that they don't want to go. They don't want to go.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe it's just the way, my generation and my father's generation were brought up. Maybe the next generation is a little bit, I don't know, more responsible or weaker, however you want to look at it. But, when you got the flu or you got the sniffles, you soldiered on, basically.
Yep. And there is something to that. Just ride it out, because a lot of times when it is just something that's no big deal, I mean, something you have to just nurse, that's what happens. It's like when you have a cold. You know, they tell you, just go home. I can't give you anything. Why don't you just take some cough syrup and you could do this. But they're not giving you, they're not treating you for anything. They're just saying, they're just verifying that's what you have.
Exactly. And, you know, you were speaking about the county fair earlier on, our equivalent, the agricultural shows in and around Victoria are happening at the moment. We've just had the Royal Melbourne show. You know, you can imagine what something like this would do there. Mind you, the food is certainly worth it. When you come, and I know you will come, and I'll give you the guided tour, now that you are a coffee baroness, I'll have to introduce you to this thing that's done in Australia. There's this chocolate-coated chocolate cookie with a chocolate praline in the middle called a Tim Tam. It's only made it in Australia, and it's a little rectangular-shaped cookie, and you bite the diagonal corners off, and then you use the cookie as a straw, and you suck the coffee through the filling of the Tim Tam cookie.
Ooh, that sounds good. Is it good?
Now, is that incentive enough for you to get on the damn plane and come and visit us?
That is incentive. Are you kidding? That sounds awesome. Yikes. Sounds delicious. Tim Tam, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I like it. Tim Tam. All right, Jack, we're working on it. You are right about that. We are going to take the show to Australia. I guarantee you that, Jack. Have a great weekend. We certainly will, because especially now it would be a lot easier with the Qantas flights to make that happen. You don't have that leap that you have to make someplace else, you know, the second or third leg, or there's no second leg anyway. So there's the good news. Let's put it that way. All right. So how about this? This is the Daily Salute, and it's a little strange. Bear with me on this. The reason this is the Daily Salute is because finally there is justice served. How about this, I want to say, desperate housewife. How about one of the Real Housewives, Teresa, sentenced, I think is how you say her name, sentenced to 15 months in prison, and Joe has to serve 3.5 years. I think this whole fame bug, people get such a pass, and they should have been convicted and sentenced, and they were. Teresa gets 15 months, starts January 5th, and $414,000 in restitution, 2 years of unsupervised release. How about that? It's going to have to be staggered with her husband. Woo-hoo! He was sentenced earlier to 3.5 years in prison. They're talking about whether or not they're going to deport him after he serves his time. This is from the Real Housewives of New Jersey. Now, the producers of that show probably loved it because they had the sentencing and the reality TV right there as she's coming out of the courtroom. But it just goes to show you better be careful what you brag about. They were ripping off people, essentially. Money. It was fraud. Tax returns. Didn't file any. Oh, that's nice. Thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective, and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.